Andy. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to start this Freeform radio show on the Freeform Network. You can follow us on Facebook at Freeform Network, on Twitter at FFR Podcast. Send in those questions and suggestions. We love hearing from you. FFNquestions@gmail.com. Again, this is Freeform Radio. I am one of your hosts. My name is Daniel. Right next to me today is...
I guess Andy. Not hungover Andy, maybe. It sounds better.
Damn, last week. No name to follow. You ran out of little...
Man, I got to get my dictionary or something out.
Thesaurus?
Thesaurus to describe me for today's mood. So, yeah, because the drive here was kind of... One of the biggest streets in Chicagoland was cut off, so...
Yeah, you were telling me North Avenue was blocked off on the way in here.
Freaking nuts.
Yeah, it's weird because whenever I hear that North Avenue is shut down, my first thought is flooding. But
right.
It was a great day yesterday, beautiful weather. Another great day today as well as we record. So, yeah, man, I couldn't think it was because of the flooding or anything like that.
I don't know. It was weird. I was driving down here and then right by our... North Avenue in the suburbs out here, you go under this bridge on Mannheim, and right up to there, it was just, they're directing everybody to get off on Mannheim, which was weird. Like, I saw the lights, but I'm like, oh, maybe they just got somebody pulled over.
Yeah.
But no, it was shut down, so I had to cut across all the lanes and take the small streets, and everybody was going through there. And then when I got over, I took 25th, you know, I got on Armitage and then went to take 25th and to get to North. When I was making the left to get back onto North, I glanced on the right by, like, the Hooters and all that. Over the other side of the bridge, they had it all shut off. Yeah, they had it all closed off from over there.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know what happened. Maybe it was a Chirac type of thing. I don't know. I normally didn't listen to the radio on the weekends. I usually got podcasts or something on, and so I don't know what the hell was going on.
So, speaking of podcasts, do you usually listen to podcasts while you're driving or the news?
Yeah, I don't listen. I mean, for Chicagoland, and he was syndicated across the country, Man Cow's back here in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started listening to him again once in a while, but just the commercials and not him talking and he has to play music, just like, oh, it bugs the shit out of me. So, I'm like, eh, just go back to listening to podcasts because I got, like, my select few that I listen to. Like right now I got back into, Joe Rogan again, cause he had Alex Jones and I heard the Bill Burr one and I heard him with, Leah Remini. Those three were just very good fucking podcasts. Cause Joe Rogan, he knows what to ask to get most out of these guests. Like Bill Burr, he's on there all the fucking time. So, I mean, it's just funny. It's two comedians bullshitting, which is great. But when with Leah Remini, when she left Scientology, he was asking, like, very good questions, and she was shitting on Scientology, but he was, like, he would bring it back, and, like, yeah, he said, like, that's weird, but he's, like, they do good things like this. She's, like, yeah, without a doubt, but, so he was trying to keep it balanced, but he brought a lot of information, got a lot of stuff out of her from, just from that conversation that you didn't get from her show. And then Alex Jones was fucking crazy. It was great to see Alex Jones just smoking weed and drinking, and Joe Rogan's just there trying to sell him down without him going on his crazy rants.
Without him getting out of control with the end of the world's coming.
Yeah, with his the elite, the globalist, and Joe Rogan would ask him questions. And he start like going on to his rant, and Joe would be like, hold on, dude. You just said some crazy shit there, not backing up anything. Let's back that up. What do you mean by this? And he'd be like, Google this and Google that, and all this article shit would pop up. And Joe Rogan was like, man, this is blowing my mind. Like, you have stuff to back it up, but you just say some crazy shit and people automatically dismiss you. He goes, everything I say, it's proven. It's out there. It's in articles. It's in legislative stuff. And people just say, like, you're a conspiracy theorist, but... Here, it's right in front of you, Joe. That's why you're smart. And then that episode, apparently, iTunes or something didn't put it on their list. There was a lot of shit going on with it. I heard it through YouTube.
Okay.
I saw it through YouTube, but apparently, you know, they're like, oh, they're trying to block us and censor us and all this crap. But apparently, there was a lot of issues with that. It was the 9/11 episode. So it was pretty good. I mean, it was long. It took me all morning. I woke up early and I just like, fuck it, I want to hear it. I popped it in on YouTube. I Chromecasted and I was hearing it doing stuff around the house. And I think it's like 3 hours plus long.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was very long, but it was Alex Jones. He goes a little off the wagon sometimes, but it was really good. And he gave some insight that he wouldn't talk about on his InfoWars thing, but
yeah.
On this one, he's just like, I'm going to tell you what the deal is, and Eddie Bravo, and we're like, yeah, tell us, because, you know, he talked about the globalists, what they want, and all this other stuff, and he doesn't, it was way out there. Even Joe Rogan was like, man, I don't know about this shit, but he's like, I'm not saying that I believe it, but this is what they believe, and I've got it from a lot of other people, and they talk about it.
Yeah, I used to listen to Joe Rogan frequently, but man, his podcast started getting really long. I mean, some of them are 3 hours long, dude, and it's like that's a lot to sit down. That's a lot to sit down for one podcast. Even guys that are like half an hour, or even ours, like it's an hour. Sometimes that gets to
just
be
the
much.
Right amount.
Yeah, it gets to be much sometimes. I mean, because I listen to quite a bit of podcasts, and lately I've been more selective now, where I'll delete them if I see the subject isn't something really that I want. But yeah, man, 3 hours is a lot to sit by.
Yeah,
but Joe Rogan's a good one.
I'm a podcast junkie. I try about a lot of them, especially on the Twitter under hashtags. That network, the hashtag network we're part of, and people who retweet stuff. Are some of our shows, we retweet them. I listen to them. I give them a chance, and some of them are great, and some of them are not. You know, but hey, we're giving support to the community, and so I'll give it a shot. And not everybody's cup of tea. Same thing for the other people, but I have my select core that I listen to every week when it drops. Like mostly wrestling, like Don Tony, Kevin Castle, MLW. I got some of my conspiracy ones that I listen to. Like you said, like if it's like when they go on vaccines or, you know, like Bigfoot or something, some of them like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like if it's UFO and, you know, global stuff I listen to. Got my paranormal one. Sometimes I listen to it. Sometimes I don't, because I'm like, this one paranormal one, he goes, I got a paranormal lawyer. Like this guy will defend you in the afterlife. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's so stupid. Like, okay. Like, it didn't even intrigue me, but, you know, that's what you got to do, because you got to bring in Gust and you got to bring some crazy stuff. And then I got some, like, business ones, but and some sports ones, because, you know, that's what I do. Like, I got a one from Notre Dame I listened to during when college football was going. I listened to that one. But, the Kevin Smith ones, and his network, he got a bunch of them, too, and... You know, all the wrestling. There's so many wrestling ones that I can't even keep up with them no more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was the same way. There was a while that I was listening to like 20 different podcasts. Yeah. And, you know, I have the liberty of having a cubicle with my office space. And, you know, I'm just doing my work. So usually I just put in an earbud and just listen while I'm working. But, yeah, sometimes it gets to be a little too much. It's a little much. I listen to them in the car when I'm by myself, but as soon as Alana or Junior get in, if it's got some vulgar language, I don't tend to play them. If it's like a Bill Burr or something like that. But if it's something that I know Alana's not going to be interested in, then I don't listen to those.
Like the Bill Burr, in there. I used to listen to him like every week. And then when he got the Thursday episode going out, and I'm like, oh, man, two episodes and what? It's going to be awesome. I couldn't keep up with it. And then when he was on this recent one with Joe Rogan, I don't know, he got married, and I don't know, he had a kid.
Yeah, he had
a
baby daughter.
He was talking about a girl and, like, all this. And I'm like, man, I thought he was going to be one of those guys that's never going to have a kid. And to hear him talk about, you know, when he had the kid, and he was like, oh, these people were telling me all this stuff, and, like, I didn't feel any of that. Like, you're going to feel like your world's going to change. And he was talking about it. Like, dude, I didn't feel any of that. Am I a cunt for not feeling that? And I was just like, wow. Like, man, I haven't listened to him in a while. Like, a lot of shit has gone down then.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe one day we'll, when podcasts that we have, we'll talk about our favorite podcast that we listen to. Because sometimes I do feel like something new, you know. Like I mentioned, I listen to 20 or so at a time sometimes. And sometimes I'll feel like, man, I've heard some of these guys a while. Let me try something new, and I'll ask you, hey, you got anything new that you've been listening to so I can tune in? Or I'll just Google a top 10 podcast, and then I'll find one that kind of intrigues me. The court one was the one that the Serial got me hooked a little bit. I was listening to
the whole world podcast where I was going for that fucking Serial fucking podcast. Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes I get hooked on stuff like that. I got hooked on a while for a dramatized storytelling where they'll tell you a story and then they'll put like sound effects and then there'll be actors to act out. Kind of like old school radio where they're just using sound effects.
Like Skinamac ones, you know, like
there was some some of them, you know, depending on what the theme was and if it pertained to the story, they're not just going to have sex for the hell of it.
Like moaning, like stuff like that. Or
well, they make it as dramatized like
in a bed springs.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, I can't recall exactly what the sex scene was, but it's to picture, give you a visualization in your head. And you just fill in the gaps from the rest of the stuff that they
I'm imagining, like, to give you a feel, like, what they're doing is, like, the guy's like, oh, baby, I'm going to turn you around. That's what I'm imagining to get you, like, oh, they're going to do this position or that position or something.
Some of them are narrative-based, one I was listening where you would hear, like a book narrative where, the lights were dim and blah, 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 and then they'll like, paint the picture that way. And then the ones that I really started digging were the ones that were like real life conversations. So it would just be like me and you. And then as the radio show of us would be going on, you would hear things like pencils and papers. You know, you would hear that, you know, like, today on the podcast, or, you know, whatever.
With like their radio voice. Yeah. Let me tell you something, people.
Well, there would be actors, you know, acting it out, and as things are transpiring, you know, you would hear like an ambulance passing by and stuff like that.
Well, we're in Chicago. I think like they probably is that real? Or did someone just get shot, or what's going on?
So man, maybe one day we'll jump into what podcasts we're listening to, some of our favorite stories, and a list of podcasts to listen into for all you guys looking for stuff. There's tons of them out there.
Real quick, my girl, she likes, like, I introduced her to podcasting, and she likes, there's like a teacher one, and she likes like financial ones with like Dave Ramsey and teacher ones. And it's just, there's so effing many. I can't even keep up with it no more. That's why I got my core, and to get somebody, a new one, introduced into my rotation, it's gonna be rough. Like I'll check some new ones out once in a while, but I like my core is pretty solid, and to put a new one in there, it'll be kind of tough right now.
Well, speaking of checking something out, Andy, it looks like you checked out a documentary called Orion. What was the gist of this? You said it had something to do with so it got my interest in it.
So I was really bored the other day, and I fired up good old Netflix, and I just started, like, I want to see a documentary. It's been a while since I've seen a good documentary, besides the XFL one.
The one by ESPN.
Yeah, the 30 for 30s, but I'm a documentary junkie. Oh, speaking of, real quick, the one Veto recommended to us, the Vice one about the world's bloodiest wrestling. I don't know if you remember, he sent us something on that.
No.
I did see it, and I've heard of that company, ZZW. It's pretty, that was not too bad. A lot of blood in that one.
But okay.
It was kind of nuts. But getting back to the Orion one, I forgot the name, but it's just search Orion Reborn, and it's about this guy who grew up around, like, him and Elvis were like around the same age. It gets pretty off the deep end, but for what happens is this guy could
sing. Alex Jones deep end?
Yeah. Because what happens is he's the guy, what ends up happening, he's a good singer, and Elvis was around, but the problem is he sounded just like effing Elvis, like the same. It was like unbelievable. When I first heard it, I'm like, holy shit, this guy's got Elvis's voice. I mean, there's a couple little things you can hear, but
what's he look like?
He's kind of taller than slender, but he had his hair and his sideburns. But so he would sing. He went to L.A. Like, this guy had a successful business, in Alabama. And he told his dad, like, I'm going to sell everything off. I'm going to L.A. I want to sing. So he goes, and then he invests money to guide agents, and he prepares himself to be, like, a singer, actor, and, you know, an entertainer, a celebrity. And it just didn't take off because everyone would tell him, like, dude, you sound too much like Elvis. Like, I don't even know how to market you.
You need your own sound.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like, it's just too much. They're going to think you're an impersonator. So he gets pissed. He goes back. He goes to Memphis. And
So you mentioned that he grew up around the time of Elvis. Did he ever know Elvis?
No.
Personally?
No.
He had no relations to him? Okay.
So he sounds just like him. And he joins a band. And everybody's like, dude, this is like Elvis, like, with different music, but, like, everybody's like, is this Elvis? And they were like, no, his name was Jimmy Ellis, all right? And then, so he bounces around. He does a solo act. He does groups. Once in a while, he'll do, like, an Elvis song just for the fuck of it, you know? But, so he goes to Memphis. He goes to Sun Studios. That's where Elvis recorded.
Yeah, where he got
Sun
his first
Records or whatever.
LP,
yeah.
That got
so
famous.
So this guy's like, man, he sounds just like E. So what he did was the guy who ran it at the time just purchased it from the guy that recorded Elvis. He bought everything, the record, the company, the masters. He owned it all. So what he started doing was putting that guy's voice over old music and selling it as, like, long unreleased music. But he didn't say it was Elvis. He would say, like, Jerry Lewis and Friends, or so-and-so and Friends. And he would just put, like, an image of a guy that looked like Elvis, and people heard it, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's E? Like,
so they just
assumed, yeah. But he didn't put that it was E, right? And this is before Elvis died. And then, so, in the meantime, this lady was writing a book about a musician called Orion, who was based off of Elvis. And he was going to fake his death because he got tired of being a star. And he was going to, you know, just fake his death and all this other shit. And she was pitching this movie to people. And they told this girl, her friend told, oh, there's this guy that sounds like Elvis. Maybe you could use him in the movie to, like, for his voice. So they met, and he thought, like, I heard about the movie. I thought it was kind of dumb. But whatever, you know. And the guy, the music guy, heard about it.
The gym guy?
Yeah. The Sun Records guy heard about it. And he's like, oh, this is genius. So he took this lady's idea, made a record called Orion Reborn. It's a guy in a... This is, like, right after Elvis died. It's a guy in a casket. And he comes back up and he has this mask, like this Lone Ranger mask. And he makes songs sounding just like Elvis. And they told the guy, you got to wear the mask. That's like the gimmick. You're selling an illusion, like you might be Elvis or you're not.
Yeah, like you resurrected or something. Or
right. And
reincarnated.
He freaking hated it. But he's like, fuck it. Like, this is going to be my only shot to be something. And it took off. And, like, man, this guy had, like, women. And he released, like, 4 or 5 albums.
Now, new stuff or just remastered?
No, new stuff.
Okay.
And he got tired of it. Like, he, like, stopped. He could tell him, like, I got to stop wearing the mask. Like, this shit's annoying. And they're like, no, dude, like, you don't get it. This is what's selling it. He's like, in his contract, he couldn't take his mask off. So he goes on interviews. He's traveling. He always has the mask on. I think when he's with the groupies, he has the mask on.
Did he have his own Memphis Mafia?
No, but he had his own, he had like his little clique, but it wasn't like that. And people, then articles started like, is this really Elvis? And people are like, where are you from? Like, my name is Orion and I'm from so-and-so. So, like, dude, he sold like, they asked the guy, like, he's like, dude, he sold like over 1 million records. Like, this guy was like huge and the company kept it all. He didn't get paid shit almost. The only money he made was on touring. And I like YouTube some of his shit, and it sounds just like, it was just a very interesting article. He got tired of it, so he just, like, one day he went on stage and he did a song and he ripped the mask off, and people were like, oh shit, and then he just, like, walked away. And then couple years later. This is like into the 80s, and then he started wearing the mask again. And then, but by then, the way he died was kind of sad and all that. So, but it was very interesting. The guy just sounded just like Elvis.
Wow, wow, that does sound kind of interesting. I was looking for a good documentary actually yesterday as well. Ended up popping in Indiana Jones of all things and started watching that.
The movie, or
yeah, the movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah, the movie. But I was in the mood for a documentary as well, but I couldn't find one. Amazon Prime doesn't really have any good documentaries that I've been able to find. Most of their stuff is kind of hokey, kind of shit that me and you would record and, you know, in the backyard kind of documentaries. So it's nothing like professional, nothing that looks professional. It just looks like things that are made.
Yeah, it was shot by people from the UK, by BBC, I believe, and It was shot great. They had a great story. The only way that I wish they would the guy, they talked to his son, and his son, you know, talks about how he was. Man, this guy was like huge, dude. He was like on big TV shows. He was like people knew him. He had like, he toured. He was selling out places. But people, like, in the industry didn't look at him as real. It was like, he was just a fad, a gimmick. Like, you ain't shit. Like, you're just an Elvis impersonator. You're trying to be Elvis, but you're not, and you're confusing people. And he kind of knew that, and he was trying to be different, but he kind of knew, like, this is probably my only shot at becoming anything.
Yeah, yeah, leaving a mark on his music career.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds very interesting, man. I might have to give it a check out. You said it's called Orion Reborn?
That's the name. I forgot the official name, but search Orion, and then it's in the Netflix documentary. It's like a guy, you're going to see like this Elvis guy looking with an Elvis suit, but he's going to have the Lone Ranger mask on. You can't make that shit up.
No, it sounds cool, man. So everybody out there, check it out. Send us in your reviews at ffnquestions@gmail.com. But Andy, give us your review on your Valentine's, man. How'd that pan out? Did you have a good time? Your old lady, did she enjoy it, man? She had a good time?
I hope she did. I mean, I don't know. I tried. We're going to see. We just had kept it really simple.
That to me sounds kind of boring and cheap.
Yeah, man, it is cheap, but that allows me to save some money.
Oh, good, good.
But we just had we went out with some coworker friends, and I think I had a much better time because I got pretty loaded, and then I got her flowers, and I bought her a heart shaped chocolate cake from Portillo's.
Oh man, that sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know, I didn't have any, so.
You didn't have any?
No.
Oh man.
I heard take it. I'm like, I don't want it here at the house because I'm gonna eat it all. And she took it, and then afterward, like a couple days later, like, any of that cake left? No. And I'm like, oh man, I knew I should have bought two of them.
Yeah, those cakes are pretty good. Alana likes getting those, the shakes where they make it out of the milk.
Their chocolate cake, which is really good, but they're making heart shaped cakes, and they were selling like hotcakes. Apparently, I got it the day before, and it was heavy. It was a nice size, and I've had their chocolate cake before. It's pretty good. I heard the secret ingredient's mayo.
Mayo?
Yeah, mayo.
Shut up! For real?
Search it, man. Yeah.
Damn. That sounds kind of disgusting.
On the streets. That's why it's so freaking good.
That sounds kind of disgusting.
You know how they love their, how people love their mayo.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of mayo.
Have you had it before?
Well, I eat mayo, yes.
No, I'm talking about cake.
Yes, I've had their chocolate cake.
That's why it's so good, man.
No, it does taste good. It's got like a really rich taste. I don't know what.
It's mayo, man.
Yeah. It sounds kind of disgusting. I'm not digging it.
What was the miracle? It's not Miracle Whip. No, what's the other one?
Yeah, Miracle Whip is a substitute of mayo.
Yeah, that's all chemicals and shit, right?
I think Miracle Whip is somewhat natural.
I always thought it was like just a spicier mayo, but then I read somewhere that it's just it's not like how you normally make it. They put all this other shit in, like, chemicals.
I think you're thinking of margarine.
No. Yeah, well, that's mayo. That's like plastic. That's their margarine because they advertise it as good for you, but then it's just a bunch of chemicals.
I don't know. I don't like either one. I put mustard on mine. If I'm eating
mustard
a sandwich.
Is the healthiest shit you could put.
Yeah, I don't put no mayo. I just put mustard on it, you know, and that's good enough for me. Yeah, I'll put a little hot sauce or get some of that hot mustard. That shit's pretty good.
Dijon mustard.
Hell yeah. I can get pulled up next to it by some lemon.
Yeah, why don't they have, like, hot mustard like at White Castle or something. You just take all those packets.
Yeah, man. I haven't had a good like a deli sandwich with some hot mustard. It's got me hungry now.
Good that Ozzy's has good sandwiches.
Yeah, if you want to pay $10, sure.
And then we have coupons there, but you could be join their sandwich club then. Come on.
Yeah, man. So everything Valentine's worked out. Your lady liked the flowers and the cake.
Yeah, she liked the cake. She liked her gift. Kept it simple, low key, and yeah, we had a good time. I mean, I had a good time. I hope she did.
Oh, good, man. No, sounds good, man. For myself, never really didn't really do anything big for Valentine's as well. We had a couple gift cards that I had from work for Maggiano's. So we went to Maggiano's, had a dinner. They had like a Valentine's special, so ended up picking something out of the menu from there. And, you know, I got to admit, you know, Maggiano's has never been that great of a restaurant to me. But, you know, what the hell, man? I had a coupon and a gift card. So I was just like, let's go to Maggiano's.
Let's go crazy.
Yeah.
So what would you end up getting? I've been to Maggiano's 3 times, and the 2 out of the 3 times I've been there, it sucked.
Yeah, it's not great food, man. It's not great food for the price you're paying. I'll admit that. But it ended up working out because of the gift card and the coupon that I had. But if I had a choice of going to an expensive restaurant, that would not be one that I would pick.
You would go to Olive Garden.
Probably Olive Garden would be a little better. Yeah.
You don't think the food is better at Maggiano's than
Olive Garden? Nah, dude. I had the chicken parmesan. Alana had some wood plank salmon or something like that. And, man, the chicken parmesan was okay, but I don't know. It just didn't taste that great. And then we had calamari for the appetizer. And I don't know, man. It was like rubbery. It just didn't taste right. And I was just like, I don't know if – because the place was packed. We had made dinner reservations like at 7 o'clock, and we didn't get seated until like 8.
Really? Even with reservations?
Even with reservations, dude. Either they saw it in nopal on my face, and they're just like, let this Mexican wait. I don't know what it was. But it was packed, so I'd have to attribute it to it being packed and not really racism. So it was just a packed house, man. There was people waiting. There was people walking in. The whole waiting room was packed. It was like a standing room only. So I don't know if they were just trying to, like, get these plates out of the kitchen. So it wasn't that great. I mean, it wasn't terrible either. You know, I don't want to crap on their food and say that it was terrible food, but it wasn't. For in my eyes, for what would have been, you know, close to a $200 bill, it wasn't, you know, like, oh my God, this is worth $200. I'd pay this every day.
Nah, not like I said, I've been there 3 times, and the last time wasn't too bad. Everything was good, but the other 2 times, I'm like, yeah. And the 3rd time I went, because I was on a date. That was probably out of the 3 times, that was the best one. But I'm like, I wouldn't go out of my way to go back. I'd rather go to, like, Buca, or I'll just make the shit at the house, because it's so easy to make, not easy, but pretty easy, quick to make Italian food at the house.
No, sure. But no, man, overall, it was good. We went to the dinner. Was trying to find a babysitter for Junior, but wasn't able to at last minute, so we ended up taking him with us for our Valentine's dinner. Yeah.
But I guess he didn't like anything either.
Actually, he knocked out waiting because we were sitting in the waiting room, and he didn't bring anything to entertain himself, so he's just laying there resting on Alana, and then he just knocked out. So the whole dinner, wow. he was passed out. Luckily, we got a booth. We laid him down, and we ate dinner, and by the time we finished, that's when he started, like, waking up, and we took off after that. The only thing that was good, man, was the dessert, man. The dessert was really awesome. I got, like, this apple something or other with, I don't know, man. It was, like, this breading, and, man, it was really good. It wasn't an apple pie or anything like that, but some apple fancy word, turnip, blah, blah, blah. I don't know
apple
what it was called.
Apple turnover?
Something. I don't remember.
Ice cream?
Yeah, it did come with a scoop of ice cream. It was really, really good. I actually brought it home. I mean, I only finished, like, half of it. Because me and Alana got our own desserts, and I only finished like half of it, and I'm just like, man, I gotta take this shit home for later. and I ate it for breakfast the next day, and it was awesome. It was still good. But yeah, that's what we did for Valentine's. The other thing we did was we went to see that 50 Shades of Darker.
You saw it?
That follow up to 50 Shades of Grey. And yeah, man, I didn't read the books. I don't know how well it stands up to the books or whatnot.
Adult movies.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't know much about it, if anything, you know. I know Alana really dug the books, so yeah, we went to go see the part two, and yeah, man, it was pretty good. It was a little more excitement, a little more characters. It wasn't just the main two characters. There was a lot more people introduced, so it made the narrative a little better. I mean, it was a 2 hour plus movie. It was a little longer than 2 hours, but I felt like
it had that many sex scenes.
Yeah, actually, it had a lot more that I felt that I remembered at least from the first one. But
Danny's like, this isn't accurate. This is not in the book. He did it like this.
I just felt that a couple characters needed more development. There was a really intriguing third male character. Or a second male character that was really intriguing. And I'm like, man, they really need to develop this guy. And they introduced him early in the movie. And then he just disappeared. He disappeared. And then it wasn't until like the very end that you get to see him again. And you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, this guy, man. I'm like, damn, they didn't even put much of him in the movie. And he was really cool. He was really like an intriguing character. And I was just like, man, they should really put more of him. So
you're saying that guy should get his own movie with his own ladies?
Well, I'm sure I asked Alana, I'm like, yeah, does that one guy, I think his name is Jack, I'm like, does he play a bigger role in part three? And she's like, yeah, he plays a bigger role in part three. And
he
she's
chokes
like,
harder than the other guy or something?
The what?
He chokes the woman harder than the other guy.
I don't know. Alana, first thing she asked me, she's like, I know you don't like spoilers, so do you want me to tell you? And I'm like, nah, I don't want to know. So, I don't know. I guess he plays a bigger role, but I'm not sure in what he does play a bigger role. But, yeah, man, it was okay. It was a good movie for a standalone, for not having read the books. I thought it was a half-decent movie. First one was pretty good, too, even though I know a lot of women out there were crapping on it and saying that it wasn't as good as the books.
It wasn't as authentic, the ass-whoopings or the hall.
Yeah.
The relations they were having.
Well, that's how it is the majority of the time. You read a book and then you go see the movie and it just doesn't stand up as good. I know a lot of people crap on the movie Jaws, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, all the movies that are based on books. And some people crap on it because they're like, it's not as good as the book. The book is a lot better.
What about
the Mockingbird one is a real recent one that I know people have been crapping on. What's the name of it? The To Kill a Jay Mockingbird.
Oh, The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people crapped on that one because they're like, yeah, it's not nearly as good as the book.
Biblical movie with Moses and was it Moses or Noah? Yeah, it was the Noah one. Remember that? With Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah.
They took
very
big liberties from they got away from the Bible big time or something.
Yeah, I think they only used the character and name, and then that's it. The rest was all made up.
Yeah, that day. I think the book is way better than that one.
I haven't seen that
have you
movie.
Seen it? I don't even want to see it because I want to see it, but I'm just like I don't want to get I don't want to see how far they stretch it or whatever the hell they do.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that one, so I can't really speak to it. But the 50 Shades was cool, man. It was good. I mean,
I don't read the book now.
No. I barely read books to begin with, and that's
get
not gonna
the audio
be
book, man. Maybe they're very descriptive.
I don't know. Alana says that they are. They're really detailed in the book, and they go into every little piece to kind of express the feelings and the things that are going on. And it was good. The movie was good. I would say for you people out there, especially males that maybe are not into these things, I thought it was a good movie. Something definitely you could go see with your girlfriend. And it's don't bring your like little kid with you. You know, we dropped Junior off and he did not watch the movie with us. It's not something definitely for
is that
for
a
kids.
First date movie then?
A first date, I think if you want to get that sexual innuendos going really quick, I think it's something good. But it definitely does open up conversation and intrigue so into that movie, the relationship.
Would
the
popcorn trick work in that movie?
Yeah, I would say so. why don't you explain that popcorn trick, Andy?
Man, every guy knows who's listening to the popcorn trick, right? I don't need to explain anything.
I don't know, man. Just in case some listeners out there do not know.
Google
what
a movie popcorn trick.
Yeah. But speaking of popcorn, man, that shit was expensive, dude. It was like $20 for popcorn and two pops.
Been in the movies, man.
But I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I just want popcorn and two pops, man. And like,
that was like
shit.
$30 a bit.
And Alana was even like, it was funny. We went to Cinemark. And on the board, it says, you know, value meal, whatever, one popcorn, one large tub of popcorn, and then like two drinks. But there's no price next to it. It just says value meal number two. So I go up there, and that's the first question. I'm like, how much is your value meal two? And she goes, $18.95 or something like that. And I'm like, all right, let me get one. And then she gives it to me. I pay for it. And Alana, she's like, it was $20, and she's like, I'm like, yeah, didn't you hear it? You're standing right next to me. She's like, I thought I heard $8.95. If it was $18.95, I would have been like, the hell with this shit, take me out to dinner afterwards instead, man. It's like, forget it. $9.
What was the last thing that's been in the movies besides this one?
Well, we usually don't go to
the cheap ones.
Yeah, we usually go to the cheap dollar shows, the $2-3 shows.
We do the Groupon one for Bensonville, and if you didn't have that Groupon, that freaking little theater is expensive, dude.
Yeah.
The pop and a popcorn, I mean, it's not $18, but a regular pop, that's like $7-6, you know? And on top of what you pay for the movie. And even I think the movie without the Groupon is expensive. It's like $5 in a little theater.
Yeah. We went to the matinee, the first showing, so the tickets were like $5 each or something. So we saved on that end, but... Man, I was just like, man, this popcorn thing is expensive, man. And I'm like, to be honest, dude, it was some of the shittiest popcorn I've had in a while. I don't know if it was because of that.
I think, man, the best popcorn ever. I just paid $20. Like, this has to be the best fucking popcorn.
You know, I think the value or the price that you pay has to give that much of enjoyment. And when I bit into it, I was just like, man, this is kind of greasy. They, like, dump like a gallon of butter on it. And it just didn't have any flavor.
You're like, man, this ain't shit.
I'm telling you, man, the one that we go to our budget movie shows, I think it's like $3 a movie. That popcorn, I think, is pretty good.
It's all mental.
Maybe, dude. I don't know. Maybe it is. And maybe the popcorn was great.
Maybe
but
when you're so used to eating crap popcorn and you go to this high-end place and you're just like, man, this just don't taste right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alana had a few bites out of the tub, and then she didn't stick her hand in there anymore. I had to finish like 3/3 of the tub myself.
You know, you better eat some popcorn, woman. Shit.
So it just goes to show you how much it probably sucked.
Usually, once in a while, the last couple of times I bought popcorn, but usually I'm like, man, let's just go to, you got two options. You go to the dollar store and get some candies, or let's go to Walmart where a lot of those candies are 88 cents. And I'm like, get some of that, and then I'll just buy like a pop or something because they give you free refills. And that's how I've done the stuff the last couple of times. But otherwise, yeah, because it's the concession stand. Well, that's where they make most of their money. It's freaking expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, well, we usually bring in our own candy to begin with. Like, I brought in some Reese's Pieces.
Right, right.
But yeah, I like a good popcorn while you're watching.
What would
the movie
happen if they did catch you with like, oh, it's no outside food or drink? Like, what they're gonna do to you, man?
They would probably kick you out.
I don't think so. I'd be like, well, you owe me money then.
Or maybe they would confiscate the. Oh. Be like, you have to throw it away. He's like, you have to throw it away if you want to stay here, or you can leave the premises and go eat your candy outside. I don't know.
What about you say something like, go eat a dick or something, and then I think they just walk away?
Well, I would not have that kind of vulgar language to another person.
Vulgar language? They're going to confiscate your candy, man.
Oh, so you just go around saying eat a dick to anybody?
Well, they're going to take some of my stuff away, yeah.
What's against the rules, man? You're breaking the rules.
Man, you're paying custom. You do what you want.
I highly doubt you
can
do whatever
you
want.
Nah, if you were having, like, relations in there, that's a whole different situation. That's inappropriate.
Well, according to you, you can do anything you want when you pay.
No. That falls into the category, doesn't it? Of the bedroom, that you go in there for the movie theater experience. You're watching there a movie.
You can just drop a deuce right there, you know, just pull around the corner.
You're going to a whole nother. You're going like Alex Jones. You're going to go on this rant. I got to reel you back in and go, hold on, hold on. You're a customer, yeah. Like, that's why I'm like, okay, they catch me with, like, that dollar box candy, like, but you sell for $7.
Yeah.
And, like, what are they going to do? Realistically, I've never seen anyone get thrown out for bringing outside food.
I doubt they want to confront somebody for a dollar, but it's within their right to, you know, probably, it's probably something in the rules that tell
someone
you.
Someone send us somebody that got, what happens? They caught you with food from the theater that you're not supposed to have.
I know people that
sneak. I've never seen it. I can't imagine what's going to happen now. Where people, like, I saw someone make a video, like, this Mexican family goes and the mom's making tacos and shit out of her purse. And, like, okay, that's an extreme, but we're taking, like, chocolates and peanuts and shit.
I think that's more in the realm of reason, but I've seen people sneak in even popcorn and pop into the theaters. I don't know, man. That to me seems a little excessive, but, you know, whatever, man. That's to each their own.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Someone, if anything's happened, send us on our ffnquestions@gmail.com and see what kind of stories we hear. Because I seen people do that shit all the time. Nobody in my whole movie-going experience have ever seen anyone ever get thrown out. Even for other stuff where, like, people throwing popcorn and people just like, oh, you need to stop that. And, like, that's the gist of it. I've never seen no one ever get thrown out.
Yeah, no, I've never seen anybody get thrown out of the theaters. But, while you're sending in your candy stories to ffnquestions@gmail.com, send in some suggestions for what I should do with my trading value money, Andy. I just recently traded in Alana's iPhone to Best Buy, and they just sent me a $70 gift card. That's all her old iPhone was worth, I guess.
Damn, that's not bad.
Yeah, it was an iPhone.
Better than meeting some stranger and, like, Go or Craigslist or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't that bad, especially being an iPhone 5S that I was trading
in.
Right. So, yeah, this is two gens ago, or probably like six gens ago, you know, depending on if you count every increment that they come out with, you know,
right.
The regular brand and then the S the next year and then the next whatever. So, yeah, man, got $70. I asked Alana, because you can only use it at Best Buy. I asked her, do you want anything from Best Buy? And she's just like, nah, you can do whatever you want. So I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure out what I should do. What should I buy with this $70 gift card? As you've heard and probably know me by now, I'm really not frugalist with my money. I don't like to spend it on dumb stuff. So I usually don't buy... I don't
buy
too much. But $20
popcorn is cool.
Well, I don't like it for sure. But when you're taking when you're taking your wife out for Valentine's or whatnot, you know, then you got to splurge with stuff
there
like that.
There you go. Get the air popcorn maker, and then you have Alana sneaking into the movie theater, so you won't have to spend on popcorn and drinks.
So I'm looking for something. I was thinking about maybe even a TV. I still got my old TV that I had for, it's coming close to like 15 years, dude. I've had this tube TV that just
won't. HD TV, the first one?
Yeah, that
still
first.
Got that thing?
I still got
I
that
I got
one.
Rid of it.
No, it's a 1080i. It's not even a P. It's an I. It's interlaced instead of the, I think the other one's called progressive.
Does it have the built-in thing to get the thing, or you need the box to get the channels over there?
Oh, no, you need the box. It's not a built-in.
I don't even think Goodwill would take that thing, man.
It's heavy as hell, man. It almost broke my back putting it up on that dresser where it's at. And it's been sitting there ever since we moved into the house. But I've had that since I used to live at my parents' house. So it's going on to 15 years that I've had that TV.
What size is it again?
Yeah, it's 30? Like a 32, something like that. So it's a decent-sized TV. The only problem now is that you can't really see HD too well in it. When you're watching the Bears or something. The score is like half cut off of the screen already because it's not made for a widescreen viewing. So it kind of cuts out a little bit of the screen. And the text looks kind of shitty because it's interlaced instead of a P. It's a 1080i instead of a 1080p. So it just doesn't look as well. I've been thinking for a while to try to upgrade, but I just don't want to spend the money, especially since the TV is still going. It's not something that, you know, where am I going to put this old TV? You know, what am I going to do? I've even heard that if you take it out to the garbage, they charge you to throw it out to the garbage.
Usually someone takes them. I put TVs out there and they're gone like immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure somebody would come pick it up, but I don't know, man. I feel bad tossing out that TV, especially since it's done me good, man. It's lasted a long time. A lot of good viewing on that, but you know, I think since I got the $70 gift card, I think it's time to maybe upgrade. And I'm not talking about spending a lot on a TV either. I'm trying to keep it under $200 so that, you know, using the $70, maybe I can knock that TV in half and then just pay for the rest. But I'm trying to look for a smart TV. I've never had a smart TV, and we do watch a lot of Amazon. A lot of Junior watches a lot of YouTube, and then we've been watching just other programs like the PBS stuff, the apps that Apple TV offers and the PlayStation offers. So yeah, I've never had a smart TV, so I'm kind of curious, and I'm thinking about splurging on that.
Go for it. I mean, I don't know what you could find for $200 a smart TV. You probably find one, but it's gonna be like a smaller one. I don't know how high you want. We want to upgrade like a 42-inch, or just keep it still. What, I don't even know what's underneath the 42.
Yeah, for the $200 price range that I'm looking for, the biggest TV that I saw being a smart was a 32-inch, and then there were 24s and whatnot. But yeah, it looks like 32, which would be fine. I mean, the TV that I got now in the bedroom is a 32, so right. I would just be replacing it with something about the same size and hopefully a little clearer in picture so that we can actually read the text on the TV, you know, if I'm watching the Bears game or whatnot, or just watching like a baseball game, I can see that there's two outs, you know, and there's a man on first and third, second, you know, whatever. Because it's tough to see it now with my old TV. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I got Chromecast. For a while, I was thinking about upgrading to Roku. I get a stick for that, but I think the built-in smart TVs now, it used to be like a luxury thing, but I think it's more of a necessity now, especially for all the cord cutters. I don't know. The Roku, I think my girlfriend has one, and she says it's all right, but the Chromecast, I fucking love that thing. It's everything. My phone and my tablet just pops up on the screen. It's pretty good. I haven't had no issues with it. And I don't know with this. I don't see a lot of stuff being developed for it lately, so I don't know how long that's going to last. And same thing with the Roku.
Yeah. I have a Chromecast as well, and I use it downstairs. But the other negative about my TV in the bedroom that I want to get replaced is that it doesn't have HDMIs, so I can't put a Roku or Chromecast on it.
I wonder if there's like a cable that converts it or something. Have you seen that?
There is stuff that'll convert it, but I was reading about it that you lose some of the functionality of the HDMI by converting it over. Like you might be able to get the video image, but then the audio would suffer, or you won't be able to use certain functions that use the signal provided by the HDMI cable. So it was to the point where I'm like, you know, I could spend $30 on this converter or whatever for HDMI, or I could just save it and just put it into a new TV. So I've been kind of shopping for a TV for now 2-3 years, like to see if there's anything under $100 that'll kind of creep itself or pass its path across me, so I can maybe buy one. And I think this is the opportunity. It's finally the opportunity where I don't spend a lot of money and I get something new for the bedroom, so we can be able to see it a little better.
Do a guy, like a guy I know at work, he buys a lot of open box shit at Best Buy. He has pretty good luck finding open box stuff at Best Buy. Or try the website. I don't know. Do they have some open box stuff on the website?
They do.
I know
show.
Amazon offers like with their warehouse deals.
They do show open box. And actually, when I went to Best Buy the other day just to kind of glance at some of their TVs, I did see an open box. It was a 39-inch for roughly about the same price of the 32. It was also a smart TV, and it was an open box item, but I was just like,
why was it returned?
It said on there it was the display, so it was the one that they put up there.
Was in a perv and watching what people were doing in the bedroom or something, recording them?
No, which is something I heard them smart TV, or you were telling me, right, that they record you
They record you when you're being intimate, man. The government's watching.
Speak of Alex Jones now, you know, being kind of
I remember real quick, my mom told me a story. She's like, oh, your uncle's going crazy. I'm like, why? What's going on? Yeah, he was telling me that the TVs watch you and they record you. Isn't that crazy? I'm like, no, mom, that's actually true. What? Not you too. I'm like, so I had to bring up like an article like in Spanish, like, here, read this. No. This is all lies. Like, okay. Like, it's true. It's connected to the internet, so it's always on. It has cameras and got stuff to listen to you, and it's always connected. So someone else can control it when it's connected. And she got freaking scared, and she's like, I don't want to know about this stuff. And she never brought that up, that he's going crazy anymore.
Speaking of being monitored, Andy, while I was at the movie theater watching 50 Shades, there was a good trailer with Tom Hanks in it. It's called Circle or The Circle or something like that, mm-hmm. where he's the owner of or he's like the CEO of a company sort of like Google, but it's called Circle. And they slowly, little by little, start taking over and start monitoring everything. And I don't quite recall what the line goes in the movie, but he says something to the fact of knowing things is good, or knowing some things is good, but knowing everything is like the true power or something. So, you know, it goes something to the fact of, you know, these companies monitoring you, these tech companies.
The most valuable thing these companies and the government knows, what they know about you is your real, like, personal information. Like, Facebook, think about it, how the apps, and they all know, like, everything is streamlined to go off of what you've told them or what you like. So that's like valuable information to them, because they could sell that. And then the government, you know, they claim all safety. They want to know everything that you know about, because they have computers that talk about, like, their algorithms that kind of predict what's going on. That's the big thing in the stock market too. They're trying to figure out, like, trends, because nobody can predict trends. But if you give the computer enough information, it can kind of figure out, like, this is the next trend or this. That's where, you know, knowing everything is powerful. The government is not, they try want to know everything because they want to try to predict stuff. And that sounds freaking crazy, but if you watch certain shows like InfoWars, they bring in people like whistleblowers. Like, that's their goal. They want to predict stuff. That's why they want information. The more they know about people, they can kind of predict what stuff might happen, or kind of gauge, like, man, this is like building up. We need to try to subvert it more by doing certain things. That's why the new thing right now on Facebook and Twitter is they want to hold back, not let you see. I think Twitter was like trying to censor like certain hashtags or certain things to make Trump look bad. I mean, which is not doing the best job on his own, but people who would support him, they wouldn't let him put them on your feed. They were doing something to make you want to see it unless you did something. Same thing with Facebook. They're trying to limit, like, if you watch, like, if you subscribe to Breitbart or Fox News, they were doing stuff so it wouldn't pop up on your feed unless you did something. That's why you always see posts like, make sure you like or interact with us so you can still continue to see on the wall and share and all this other crap. Well, they're already doing something with a lot, mostly with conservative news stuff, because they don't like Trump or whatever, and they're trying to limit to see what you see.
Well, I do know that Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, to a certain, until just recently, they would post things that you interact with, like you said, stuff that you recently liked, but it would not be an active feed of everything that you like. So if you're following 100 people and all those 100 people are posting things, liking things, you wouldn't necessarily see those items. You would just see the top ones, the top right. ones that Facebook deems that you would want to see. So, yeah, they filter out things. So there's times that you post something and I'm like, I didn't see anything. But then when I click on your feed, I see that you did check in or did this or whatever. that's just because my feed doesn't deem what you're doing as important and kind of sees it as being boring. And so,
man, what I do is very exciting. I keep the people in the loop, my people, my friends, but my friends know what's going on.
But you are right. It does do that. So yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, man. It's a big government coming out to get you. And Andy, just to jump in this article real quick, man. Big government coming again, man. They're coming out with windshield locks. I guess they're starting to roll these out big time this year.
Right.
And it's a like a big piece of plate. I don't know if you've seen what it looks like.
I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, it's like a suitcase that folds in half. They extend it out on your windshield, and with the suction cups and these like clamping grafts, it clamps onto your front windshield. So if you instead of using like the boot, like if you have an excess of tickets or warrant maybe out for your arrest and it's registered to your car and blah blah blah. So yeah, man, they're using this new windshield thing. What it also allows them to do is because it's wireless, it's a Wi-Fi. They could Wi-Fi the signal to release the lock and clamps and the suctions on them. So when you call and you pay your ticket, you can Wi-Fi for it to be removed and released. But it's after you pay your ticket and whatnot.
And what do you do with the wiper or the block? You just leave it there?
It's kind of like there's a deposit for it until you return it.
Oh, you got to return it.
Yeah, you got to return it. You got to return it back to, I don't know, some designated area or facility, or I don't know where you would have to. I haven't witnessed this thing firsthand, but I have seen pictures. I've seen some videos where people are complaining about it because they are starting to roll out, and it does not allow you to see anything on the street. So you would have to basically drive with your head out the window.
Awesome. I've done that before, man.
So, yeah, I'm not sure how many people are going to be willing to do that. In order to get around a ticket, you know, it's kind of like that boot, you know, how many people are going to drive with it. But I have seen people drive with it.
Streets always find a way, man, to get the right to stick it to the man. So I'm pretty sure someone is going to come up with some shit like, man, fuck this, man. I don't got time for this. He's just stick his head out or he's going to break that whole thing down.
Yeah. And they just like the Parking Wars TV show that was famous in Philadelphia. I guess they're one of the big cities that are rolling this out really heavy duty. From reading this article a little bit, it looks like the suction cups bring up to 750 pounds of pressure onto the windshield. So it's not something that you can just easily remove if you were to try, you know, like put a crowbar or something. And try to pry it off. It's not something that you're going to easily be able to pull off with it having 750 pounds of pressure on there.
There's a will, there's a way, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, this new parking thing, man, it looks like it's coming out. Like I mentioned, they could release it wirelessly, and then you would just have to return it to the authorities.
I'd be like, yeah, you could pick it up over here. Man, I ain't taking shit back.
Well, it's something like there's a deposit or there's going to be another charge. Like, all right, you know, by paying this, you're swearing that you're going to return the briefcase. If not, your credit card will be charged another $200 or whatever charge. I don't know.
I'm paying shit, man. I'm closing that account out right now.
So, yeah, man.
It's bullshit, dude. Like, it's just, I don't know. It all depends, man. They stick it to people like that who need their cars. And it's I'm starting to sound like a hippie, but the system is set up for them never to get clear of that because it keeps accumulating fines and don't worry, man. They're going to find a way. I seen that Parking Wars show. I was hooked on it for a while, and people be like, fuck this, cutting off boots.
Yeah.
Just find them on the street. And then they'd be like doing like 360s at the end of the block saying, fuck you, Garfield, or something. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
man.
It was a good show, man. I used to like it.
Like that. I just remember the guy's name was Garfield and that the other lady, and that guy was cool. He was just doing his job, but I see some dudes that be like, man, fuck you. And they'd just be doing like 360s in their cars and taking off and shit. And there was one where that he was putting on the boot and he didn't put it on. The guy just came out and like, look, Garfield, and just like threw the boot away and he like drove away. He's like, hold up. Because he didn't tighten up a bolt or some goofy thing. And he was like, he was blaming it. It was an old boot. It's like, you need new ones or some shit. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. People are going to figure out a way. They always do. Yeah, just parking tickets. When they would go wait to pay in line to get their car and all that, like, dude, that was, like, so fucked up, man. I couldn't believe it. And then they're like, oh, it's not here, or you got to do this. And that would frustrate the hell out of me, dude, because that's some BS. They could just take your car, but for you to get your car back, you got to go through all this bullshit.
So would it frustrate you that you were parked illegally? That part wouldn't frustrate you?
No, because I wasn't. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying they're all not bad, but a big part of them, you could see on some of the episodes, you saw they were just, oh, man, I need to write some tickets. So she would go to certain spots just to look for, like, there you go, there's somebody always there, or this. It's just like you're just selecting now, you know, like you're choosing what to enforce. So I don't know. It's just, it's messed up. And then the tickets, I think, were, like, the cheap one was, like, $75. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you don't go to court and all this, it, like, those things accumulate very quickly.
I got to say, we're lucky that we live in the suburbs, so we really don't get to see that much, just because there's you know, relatively parking anywhere like that you want.
Yeah, like in any major city, parking is hard to come by.
Yeah, because if you live in the city, it's definitely harder, and maybe this thing will affect more people in the city areas than in the suburbs.
Except those assholes and park them people's driveways, you know?
Yeah, keep parking on the street, man. Don't
what park. Would you do? Are you going to have that car towed then, or are you just going to break his windshield?
Did you notice today when you came into my house, there was, like, somebody in my driveway?
Danny got a new car or something, I was thinking.
No. Somebody broke the rule and parked in my driveway.
Yeah, okay. I saw that. I'm like, man, that guy must be cool, because then he's letting him park in the driveway.
I was going to go outside, but I was just like, I'm about to record this podcast. I'll let it slide.
And speaking of letting it slide, this is it for us. So we want to thank you all for listening. Remember, you can follow Freeform Network on Facebook and Twitter under Freeform Network. Send your questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out our webpage, freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you find our links to Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Spreaker, iCloud, or not iCloud, iTunes, SoundCloud, and so forth, Overcast, Google. I think we're on a new one, but I don't know the name of it right now. Make sure you subscribe, give us reviews on all those platforms that you guys are using. Again, this is Freeform Radio. This is
Daniel
and kind of tired Andy. We want to thank you all for listening. We should see you guys next week.
That was cool, Dad.